your homeworks, and I have seen them. I have some of them needed corrections, and I have corrected them. Anyway, they are here. After the class, you can take them. So, we have finished Unit 4, huh? A bottle for milk. What is it? A bottle for milk. Milk bottle. A bottle for milk is milk bottle. The first part modifies the second part. A school for teaching law. What is it?
Law
school. Law school. A school, a bus which takes the students to school. School bus. It is not an exercise. I am asking you questions. A cup for drinking coffee. Coffee cup. A book for grammar. A store for selling books. Book store. A station for trains. Okay, today we are going to start Unit 5 or Lesson 5. Yes. You see, suppose I ask you, what are you doing now? What are you doing now? To the teacher. What is he doing now? What is he doing?
He is sitting
on the
table.
On the chair. This is table. What are they doing now? This is
the chair.
They are sitting on the chairs. This is present progressive. Now we are going to see how we can make future tense using ing form of the verbs. For example, you say, I studied last night. I wrote a letter last night, past tense of write. They went home yesterday. All of these sentences are past tense. If you change them into present, you say, he goes to school every day. I write a letter every day. We eat lunch in this restaurant every day. These are simple present tense sentences and they show a habit. Now, if you want to show the continuation of the action, you use the ing form of the verb. For example, what are you doing now? I am sitting on the chair. What is he doing now? He is listening to the tape. What is he doing now? He is recording. He is recording the teacher's voice. This is present progressive. If we want to talk about tomorrow, today is Tuesday. We want to talk about tomorrow, about Wednesday. For example, I will go to cinema tomorrow. I will write a letter tomorrow. I will eat breakfast tomorrow morning. I will go to class tomorrow afternoon. All of these sentences are future. Now, we can make future sentences in another form, and that is using to be going to. For example, I am going to write a letter tomorrow. I am going to write a letter. They are going to write a letter tomorrow, next week. Javad is going to buy a new car. Again, it shows he is going to do something in future. You may ask me, what is the difference between Javad will buy a new car and Javad is going to buy a new car? Both of them are future. Hado, I and them. What is the difference between them? فرقشون چیه? To be going to shows the intention, قصد رو نشون میده. And it refers to near future. اشاره به آینده نزدیک داره. مثلا شما میگین I will travel to Shiraz next year. هفته سال آینده به شیراز سفر خواهم کرد. اما میگین که I am going to Shiraz tomorrow. توجه داشته باشید بعد از going دیگه لازم نیست دوباره یه دفعه go بگیم. بگیم I am going to go to Shiraz. میتونی خود چون دوتا فعل یکیه خلاصش بکن. I am going to Shiraz tomorrow. دارم میرم شیراز. فردا دارم میرم شیراز. این همینه تو فارسی هم داره. یعنی خیلی دیگه نزدیکه. در حالی که اگر که بخوایم آینده دورتر نشون بدیم میگیم سال آینده به شیراز خواهم رفت که اون وقت با ویله. خب حالا let me write the formula on the blank. اگزرسایزی چیزی قرار نبود انجام بدین؟ من یادم رفت بپرسم. ها خب همون سوال یه چیزی نداری در مورد اون؟ دارین؟ خیلی خب پس بذارید اول اونو حل بکنیم. بفرمایید اونو تموم بشه بعد بریم سر این یه دفعه شو. Page 34. Read the sentence.
John has coffee at his workplace. I don't think about
what does John have at 8 o'clock?
He has a
برای اینکه هف اینجا فعل اصلی محسوب میشه، یعنی صرف کردن، مثل ایت، مثل دوینگ. وقتی بخوایم سوالی بکنیم از دو داز استفاده میکنیم دیگه. بعدی از دو داز استفاده میکنیم، اون اس که به سوم شخص فعل داده بودیم مثل رایت میشه رایت، میفته. اینجا هم هز اسی نداره، فقط اون هاو به کار میبریم که مال سوم شخص نیست، چون علامت سوم شخص رو با داز به کار بود.
اگه
هاو
بود
نه. Any other question؟ کدوم؟ اون بالا هشتمی تمرین هشت. پال استاد از این مورد بخونی، یه کدوم بخونی، همین خوندن هم یه فرصته برای شما، والا کاری نداره که من بخونم، بخونی تو همون هشت خودتون بخونی. شما گفتین مثالش هم اشکال داری، مثال بخون. خیلی خوب ببینید، میگه listen to the statement about Paul، گوش کنید به جمله راجع به پال. make a WH question with the word you، another student will answer. مثلا Paul studies in the morning، Paul صبح ها مطالعه میکنه. when do you study، شما که درس میخونید. و اون استیودنت سوم، استیودنت بی، میگه at night، in the afternoon، etc. شب، بعد از ظهر و غیره. Paul is a doctor، استیودنت بی، what are you، شما چه کاره هستی. استیودنت سی، استیودنت، an architect. حالا Paul studies in the library، شما یه سوالی از مخاطبتون بکنید، اون مخاطب خیالی، و اینجا in the library دیگه، یعنی چی؟ قید مکان داره. WH question word شما باید را where do you study، خب جوابش اینه at home. ها؟ شما هم تو کتاب خونه با. حل شد این مشکل ها. Exercise 10. The museum. Museum همونیه که فرانسهش میشه موزه. روشن شد؟ میوزیم فرانسهش میشه موزه. خب حالا یا احتمالا این اسپلینگش ناجوره، شما چشمتون خطای چشمی کرده، یعنی میوزیم رو مثلا M-U-S-E-U-M بوده، جاش خود تقدم تقدم باید باشه معمولا، یا دیکشنریتون خیلی کوچیک بوده. اسکول؟ زنگ مدرسه، اتوبوس مدرسه. تاریخ کالیفرنیا. تاریخ شیراز. تاریخ کرمان. To look at یعنی نگاه کردن. Looking at the teacher، داره نگاه میکنه به چیزی، به سوژه‌ای، به تخت سیاه، به معلم. بله look at خب دیگه هفده. اگزرسایز هفده. در 17 شماره چندم؟ خب What's a milk bottle? It is a bottle. ببینید میگه که میخواد ببینه شما جای شیر و بطری رو اشتباه میکنید یا نه. بعدی از شما میپرسه که What is a milk bottle? شیشه شیر چیه؟ در هر حال اون شیشه است. شیشه پپسی چیه؟ در هر حال شیشه است، منتها شیشه یه برای پپسی، اون یکی شیشه یه برای شیر. از لحاظ اسم خاص خودش اون شیشه است، منتها شیشه است که برای منظور نگهداری شیر مورد استفاده هست. یه دفعه منظور اینه که این سوال که ازتون میکنم، میخوام ببینید شما اشتباه میکنید بگید میلک باتل شیره یا نه. دومی What is a pocket watch? It is a watch, a kind of watch. 7. What is a soup spoon? Soup همون سوپی که فارسی داریم، قاشق. این چیه؟ سوپ یا اسپونه؟ اسپونه. تی اسپون، قاشق چای خوری. سوپ اسپون، قاشق سوپ خوری. پاکت جیب، پاکت، همه اینو که اینجا میبینید با ای اگر بنویسین میشه پاکت. پاکت همونی که ما فارسی میگیم پاکت، پاکت هم فارسی نیست، انگلیسیه. پاکت میشه پاکت، پاکت جیب، با او میشه جیب، با ای میشه پاکت. It's a grammar book.
It's a grammar
book. دو هر دوشون اسمه، منتها اولی دومی رو مودیفای میکنه، یعنی اولی برای دومی صفت محسوب میشه، در حالی که از لحاظ گرامری هر دو اسمه. ها تموم شد دیگه، مسئله نیست. To be going to indicates or shows future. To be going to indicates future. آینده رو نشون میده. He is going to cook. Cook آشپزی کردن. The formula is like this. Subject, plus a form of V. Future. آینده. plus excuse me. Simple form of the verb. Are you? Plus the remainder. Subject. We. A form of the verb be, we are, he is, going to, cook, he's going to cook this afternoon. همین دیگه. اصلا رفتنی در کار نیست. عرض کردیم که این قصد انجام کار در آینده رو نشون میده. He's going to cook. میخواد آشپزی بکنه this afternoon. بله بله. This afternoon. مثلا صبح داره صحبت میکنه میگه امروز بعد از ظهر میخواد آشپزی بکنه. We are going to cook this afternoon. ما میخوایم امروز بعد از ظهر آشپزی کنیم. We are going to cook tomorrow. Please repeat after me. We are going to cook this afternoon. We are going to cook this afternoon.
We are going to cook this afternoon.
I am going to cook this afternoon.
I am going to cook this afternoon.
You. You.
You are going
to cook
this afternoon.
You are going to cook this afternoon.
You are going to cook this afternoon.
Javad.
Javad going
is going. Cook. Javad is going to cook this afternoon. Javad and Ali are going. Javad and Ali are going to cook this afternoon.
Javad and Ali are going to cook this afternoon.
Fly. Jawad and Ali.
Jawad and Ali are going to fly this afternoon.
Jawad and Ali are going to fly this afternoon.
Jawad and Ali are going to fly this afternoon.
I. I am going to fly this afternoon.
I am going to fly this afternoon.
James. James is going to fly this afternoon.
James is going to fly this afternoon.
The students. The students. Going this afternoon. The students are going to fly this afternoon. Next week. The students are going to fly next week. The students are going to fly next week.
The students are going to fly next week.
Eat a sandwich. The students.
The students are going to
eat
next week.
To eat sandwiches next week.
I am going to eat a sandwich
next week. Okay. Now, if we want to change it into question form, again, because you have the verb be here, you just invert the place of the subject and the verb. Are we going to cook this afternoon?
Are we going to cook this afternoon?
George is going to read a book.
George is going to read a book.
Question four.
Going to read a book.
Is George going to read a book?
Is George going to read a book?
Write a letter. Write a letter. Is George going to write a letter this afternoon? We. To write a letter. Fly a helicopter. Are we going to fly a helicopter this afternoon? Are we going to fly a helicopter this afternoon?
No, we
aren't. Are we going to fly a motorcycle?
Yes.
That is to ride a motorcycle. Yes, we are. No,
we are.
So, yes, we are. Short answer. No. Is he going to answer the telephone? Is he going to answer the telephone?
Yes.
Yes, he is. No, he isn't. Are they going to do the exercise? Are they going to do the exercise?
Yes, they are.
No, they aren't. Okay. Look at this exercise on page 44. Exercise 2. Did George study yesterday? ببینید دیروز رو امروز رو با هم دیگه مقایسه میکنه. همینطور که من اول مثالی که زدم گفتم که دیروز یک کار رو انجام داد، امروز انجام میده، فردا میخواد انجام بده. Did George study yesterday? No, he's going to study tomorrow. Did Mary read the book? No, she's going to read the book tomorrow. Number one, Mr. Please. Did Mr. Miller? Play tennis? Yeah. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He's going. No, he's going to play tennis tomorrow. Did Mr. میلر پلی تنیس یسترده؟ آیا آقای میلر دیروز تنیس بازی کرد؟ نه. No. He is going to play tennis tomorrow. Number two. ها؟ چرا؟ اگه بخواد کامل تر بگی No, he didn't. He is going to. خب. Next. Number two. Letter. No, he is going to write a letter tomorrow. Next week, tomorrow. نگینم. نه نمیشه آخه قصدشو قصد انجام کار در آینده قید زمانم میخواد. نه. خب. حالا این دو سه تا رو به عنوان نمونه داشتید. اگزرسایز 3 رو نگاه کنید. I am going to practice tomorrow. شد؟ قصد رو نشون میده دیگه تو مثالهاش. بعد now دارین، next week دارین، we دارین، tomorrow و باز now. مثلا I am practicing now. Next week. I am going to practice next week. تمرین کردن. We are going to practice next week. Tomorrow. We are going to practice tomorrow. Now, we are practicing now. خب. حالا number one. Please, number one. Practice, تمرین کردن. Practicing now. خب. Next one, Ms. Beshti. They are practicing now. خب. They're, yes. She. She is practicing now. She is practicing now. Number four. No. قرار شد قید آینده که داره این آیندهش بکنید. To practice tomorrow. وقتی گفتیم که قصد آینده باشه، بعد از to be going to فعلتون به صورت ساده میاد، هنوز رو تخته است، نوشتم simple form of the verb، یعنی فعل بدون مصدر، فعل بدون اسم، فعل بدون ایدی که علامت گذشته است، حالت ساده فعل بدون هیچ چیز. Next week She is going to practice next week. Yes? Next one.
She is going to practice next year.
We are going to practice next week.
Thank you. Now change it into question form. They are going to study. Exercise 4. Are they going to study? John is going to play baseball. Is John going to play baseball? The boys are going to be late. دارن میرن که دیر باشن. دیرشون بشه. Are they going to be late? دیر بودن. Number one. To be late. بله. Engineering مهندسی.
Engineering.
Yes. Next one, number two, Mr. Hosseini. An engineer. Thank you. Number three. Yes. Number four.
The students are going to
eat lunch.
Are the students going to eat lunch?
Yes. Number five.
They're going to study English. Are they going to study English?
Okay. Go to exercise 5. Are the boys? Yes. Now, exercise 5. George is going to play. حالا باز دوباره سوال در مورد خود شخص میکنیم. Are you going to play baseball tomorrow? Student B. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. George is going to study. Student B. Are you going to study tonight? Student C. Yes, I am. Number one. You please. Tonight, yes. Tonight. چی شد؟ شما اول بخونید سوال و بعد یکی از دوستاتون سوالی میکنه، یکی دیگه هم جواب میده. شما بخونید فقط. Tonight. سوالی نیست، میگین George is going to work at home tonight. Question, change it into question.
Is George going to work at home tonight?
Answer.
Yes, he
is. Read the next one, number two.
George is going to get up
early tomorrow. Zoot. George is going to get up early tomorrow. Who are you asking? Ask him for him. Mr. Beshti, answer him.
Are you going to get up this weekend?
are you, huh? Early tomorrow. Who are you asking? Answer. Answer his question. Yes, you are, or no, you are not. Yes, I am. Read the next one. Francisco. Who did you ask? Ask him first.
No,
I am not. No, I am not. Where? As the گفته سوال در مورد you بکنید. George is going vacation. Yes. Vacation. Who are you asking? Ask him that was. He's asking you.
Yes, they are.
Yes, I am. He asked you. Now you read the next one. Vacation مرخصی. Early زود. Opposite late. Next one. Yeah. What happened to number 5?
6.
Number 5.
George is going to have a cup of coffee.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you going to have a cup of coffee? Mr. Monday.
Yes, I am. Okay. You read the next one, ask him. Number 6.
Are you
wristwatch. Wrist. This is your wrist. Moch. Wristwatch. Saat mochi.
Yes, I am. No, I am not.
Okay. That is enough. Now, exercise 6. Listen to the statements, form corresponding questions with what at the beginning and tomorrow at the end. A second student will answer. He is studying grammar today. What is he going to study tomorrow? Student B is going to study vocabulary. لغت. He is drinking coffee today. Student B, what is he going to drink tomorrow? Student C is going to drink milk. Okay, number 1. Ice cream, bastani. What is he going to eat today? Okay. Tomorrow, excuse me. Who are you asking? Ask kid or me for see? He is going to eat. Uh ببینید از شما میپرسم what is he going to eat tomorrow؟ شما چی جواب میدین؟ He is going to eat a sandwich tomorrow. Number two. نه خودشون بخونه. Mr. Miller is having tomato juice today. Tomato juice today. What is he going to have tomorrow? What is he going to have tomorrow? Who are you asking? Ask it on the person. Oh, you answer. American Again. دوباره. نه ببینید اگر شما دارید میپرسید که چی داره میخونه دیگه چرا روزنامه آمریکایی رو میگید؟ اگر میدونی که نوم روزنامه آمریکایی داره میخونه دیگه چرا سوال میکنید؟ وقتی شما سوال میکنید مثل این ببخشید حالا اینو من میگم، یه بابای حالا یه مدتی با تلفن با یه بابا صحبت کرد، بعد از اینکه 5 دقیقه صحبت کرد گفت جناب عالی. قبلا با اسم و رسم همیشه من فکر میگرد که جنابانی هم یه بخش از اون صحبت هاست، باید حتما گفته بشه پشت تلفن. اینه که شما اگر میپرسید که اسم شما چیه، خب طرف هم میگه که مثلا علی. اما اگر به بابا بگه علی اسم شما چیه، خب اون دیگه میگه بابا اگه شما میدونی اسم من علیه چرا میپرسید؟ اگر میپرسید دیگه چرا اسم منو میگی؟ تموم شد. اگر تومارو هست what is she going to read tomorrow؟ قصد خواندن چه چیزی رو فردا داره؟ what is she going to read tomorrow؟ Tomorrow. Yes. Now, number 4. Number 4. John is buying a red shirt today. John is buying a red shirt today. What is he going to buy tomorrow? Number 5, جوابش چی شد؟ John is going. نشد. ببینید سوال اینه، John is buying a red shirt today. John داره میخره یه دونه پیراهن قرمز امروز. بعد سوال میکنه What is he going to buy tomorrow؟ فردا میخواد چی بخره؟ شما میتونید بگید John is going to buy red shoes tomorrow. میخواد کفشای قرمز بخره. حالا فرض کنیم دیگه. اوکی؟ نمبر 5. Mary is buying umbrella. چتر. What is she going to buy tomorrow? ببینید فرمول هنو رو تخته است. To be going to قصد کار رو داشتن، بعد از اونم فعل به صورت ساده. What is she going to buy tomorrow؟ قصد خرید چه چیزی رو داره فردا. Next one. What is your answer? Repeat your question. Repeat your question.
What is she going to buy? Tomorrow.
Yes. What is she going to buy tomorrow?
She is going
to buy
a new
umbrella. فردا باز یه چتر جدید میخره. امروز که داره چتر میخره، فردا یه چیز دیگه رو بگی. A new book. Okay. Next one. Is visiting a large city today.
What is he visit tomorrow? What is he
going to visit tomorrow? دیدار کردم. What is he going to visit tomorrow? Okay, next one. Yeah, answer, yes. Going to visit a small city tomorrow. فردا میخواد این شهر کوچیک رو بازدید کنه. دیدار کنه. Number 7, Mr. Spanish today. What is she going to study tomorrow? She is going Japanese, German tomorrow. What is? Do you have question? سوال دارین؟ Okay, you read the next one. Spanish, Espanyol. History book today. Okay, thank you very much. That is enough. به این قسمت بعدی نگاه کنید. چندان مطلب مهمی نداره. ببینید قبلا در lesson 1 قسمت A6 short answers رو دیدین. مثلا از شما میپرسم Are you a teacher? شما میگین چی؟ No, I'm not. Am I a pilot? No, you aren't. Is he a doctor?
No.
Is she a pilot?
No,
she isn't. Now, lesson 3, part B, C. در درس سوم قسمت B, C. جواب منفی در گذشته. مثلا, were you here yesterday? از شما گفتم شما دیروز اینجا بودین. Were you here yesterday?
No, I wasn't.
Was I here yesterday?
No, you weren't.
خب حالا به جای این weren't و wasn't که حالت کوتاه شده اینا بود was not و were not و am not is not و are not رو نوشته. این چیز مهمی نیست. نگاه کنید I am not tired که خلاصش میشه I'm not tired. You are not tired. You aren't tired. Be not فعل to be به اضافه not. They are not tired. We aren't tired. They are not tired. They aren't tired. He is not tired. He isn't tired. این زبان حال. Contractions خلاصه. یعنی شما تا حالا short answers یا contractionsشو یاد گرفته بودین. حالا full formشو داره میبینید. Full یعنی complete. I was not tired. I wasn't tired. He was not tired. He wasn't tired. You were not tired. You weren't tired. We were not tired. We weren't tired. They were not tired. They weren't tired. خب این صفحه 48 یکی دو تا از این تمرین ها رو انجام خواهیم داد. I am not Detroit in Detroit now. من الان در شیکاگو نیستم. He Detroit شهری در شیکاگو. He is not in Detroit now. Last week he wasn't in Detroit last week. Next week in New York next week. این تمام زمانهایی که تا حالا خوندی. Here now they نخل. حالا مری نام وان
Mary
isn't in Detroit now. She. Detroit. She isn't in Detroit now. In Detroit. Detroit now. Yesterday. Wasn't. Detroit. You in Detroit. I wasn't in Detroit yesterday. صد درصد عرض کردم که امتحان رو ما برای این میگیریم که بدونیم شما چه چیزایی میدونید، نه اینکه چه چیزایی نمیدونید. اگه اونجوری باشه از خود ما هم امتحان بکنن ممکنه رد بشه.
اول مثالشو میدهی بر کجا
بود؟ وی
دی
دی این خیلی مسئله مهمی ها. من یه خیلی موجز گفتم، این یک تحولی است در آموزش پرورش دنیا که ما هم دنبال اونا میریم. امتحان رو از شاگرد میگیرن برای اینکه بدونن شاگرد چی میدونه. امتحان رو از شاگرد نمیگیرن که ببینن شاگرد چه چیزایی رو نمیدونه. اگر امتحان رو بگیرن از شاگرد برای اینکه بدونن چه چیزهایی رو نمیدونه، عرض کردم شاگرد که هیچی، استادای دانشگاه هم خب خیلی چیزاست که نمیدونن. هست این که مطمئن باشید سوال و تا حد امکان به صورتی داده میشه که شما اون مطلبی رو که خوندین ببینن بلدین یا نه. همین خب اینم تموم شد. حالا notice the negative forms used with the verbs other than be. شما ببینید ما الان حالت منفی فعل to be رو چیکار کردیم؟ تکرار کردیم شورت فرمشو که چی بود؟ am not و is not و aren't و زمان گذشتهش was not و weren't، wasn't و weren't. حالا برای افعال دیگه مثلا do you study English؟ no I don't. Does he fly an airplane? No, he doesn't. Did you answer the telephone? No, I didn't. اینها خلاصه شده های به اصطلاح منفی افعال غیر از فعل بودن، افعال حرکت دار. مثلا full form you do not study، حالت کاملش. short form you don't study. He does not study. He doesn't study. They did not study. They didn't study. Exercise 8. Substitute the words and make the necessary changes. He doesn't study engineering. خب They don't study engineering. Last year I don't we خب جان شما
جان doesn't.
اگه میخوایی yesterday بگی من بگیم didn't. John didn't. Okay. They yesterday میخوایی بگی من بگیم didn't. You You.
English.
Engineering. She, Mr. Beshti. She didn't. Engineering yesterday. A year ago.
A year ago.
Mr. and Mrs. Miller. A year ago, last year. Don't. Mr. and Mrs. Miller. به خاطر اینکه don't هست توجه بکنید. دیگه نمیتونید قید زمان به کار ببرید. باید بگید امروز، حالا، today. این برای اینه که یه دفعه don't میذاره، یه دفعه didn't میذاره، یه دفعه yesterday میذاره. ببینید که شما وقتی قید زمان گذشته رو دارید، زمانتون رو تبدیل به گذشته میکنید. وقتی که didn't دارید، بر اساس اون قید زمان گذشته به کار میبرید. وقتی که they دارید از don't استفاده میکنید، وقتی he دارید از doesn't استفاده میکنید. اینا ظاهراً خیلی ساده به نظر میاد، خیلی هم مشکل نیست، ولی منظور اینه که یک گیری توش داره. این به این ترتیب میخواد ببینه شما این تطابق فعل و فاعل و تطابق فعل و زمان رو رعایت میکنید، تطابق فعل یا قید زمان رو یادم. Exercise 9. Listen to the statement about Paul. Make a negative statement about George. Paul is happy. George isn't happy. Paul has a car. George doesn't have a car. Number one. You please read it. Number one. Paul is
tired. George isn't tired.
Number two.
Doesn't study last night.
با last night که نمیتونیم doesn't داشته باشیم. Doesn't مال زمان حاله. Next one. منفی فعل تو بی مگه دیگه دو داز داره. نمبر
4.
Next one. Paul reads in the morning. George از کجا آوردی؟ اول جمله رو بخونین. Paul reads in the morning. Yes, good. Next one. Next one.
Paul wants to fish. George didn't want to fish.
Yes. Next one.
Paul is meeting a
Writing.
John isn't writing a letter.
Letter, yes. Next one. Yes, next one. She should. Paul likes ice cream. Paul likes ice cream. Like to stash then ice cream and bastani. خب این چی شد منفیش؟ جورج doesn't
like
ice cream. Next one. Sick, مریض. Sick. خب کافیه. حالا توجه بکنید. I have told you before that the position of the frequency adverb is after the verb be and modals and before the main verb. ما گفته بودیم که محل قیود تکرار، اصلا قیود تکرار کدوم ها هستن؟ Always, usually, often, sometimes, never, seldom, rarely. این افعال رو گفتیم در جمله بعد از فعل to be و افعال کمکی و قبل از فعل اصلی میاد. منتها در قسمت لسن دو، لسن تو پارت بی، درس دو قسمت بی، جملاتی که شما داشتید جملات مثبتی بود. مثلا جان always studies at night. always قبل از فعل استادی که فعل اصلی اومده. Mary is always busy. always بعد از فعل to be برای میری اومده. میری is always busy. حالا داریم شکل منفی این رو میبینیم. John doesn't always study at night. Mary isn't always busy. John فرقی نمی کنه اگر که اون does به doesn't تبدیل بشه یا is به isn't تبدیل بشه. جای قید تکرار ما که بعد از فعل to be و افعال کمکی و قبل از افعال اصلی باشه فرقی نمی کنه. همون جایی که بود خواهد. خب exercise 10. Listen to the statement about Paul. Make a negative statement about George. Paul is always happy. George isn't always happy. Paul always studies at night. George doesn't always study at night. Number one. نوبتی که بود همون جا رسیده. Number one. Drinks. In the morning.
George doesn't drink
Yes, George doesn't usually drink milk in the morning. Next one. Restaurant. Doesn't. Doesn't often eat in a restaurant. چی شد یوزوالی ها کجا آمد؟ آفن داریم دیگه، آفن هم قید تکراره. نیکس وان ایزی یا بیزی؟ بالاخره ایزی یا بیزی؟ بیزی؟ بازی تو صحراست. next one. read the next one. yes. next one. چی شد؟ read at night. yes. next one. خب اینجا تمرین های خوبی دارید. 11 12 13. حالا از اینها 13 رو یکی دو تاشو انجام بدیم. Listen carefully to the teacher's statement and question. Answer the question using the same adverb of frequency that the teacher uses in the question. John often wears blue shirts. John همیشه پیراهنهای آبی میپوشه. Does he always wear blue shirts? آیا او همیشه پیراهنهای آبی میپوشه؟ No, he doesn't always wear blue shirts. Mrs. Miller seldom drinks tea. Does she usually drink tea? No, she doesn't usually drink tea. Number one. به ندرت. مستر میلر سلدم has water with dinner. Does he usually have water with dinner? No, she seldom. No, she seldom. مستر نو هی. خب نه نه نو یس نو هی سلدم هز واتر ویت دینر. نیکس وان. بعدی نمبر تو. باب سامتایمز واچز تلویزیون ات نایت. داز هی آلویز واچ تلویزیون ات نایت؟ No, he doesn't always watch television at night. Number three. John sometimes listens to the radio at 8 p.m. Does he always listen to radio at 8 p.m.? Huh? No. He doesn't always listen to the radio at 8 p.m. John sometimes... No, no. Number four. Paul does his homework every night. Does he always do his homework? No, he doesn't always do his homework. Okay. Now we are going to talk about some and any. روی هم رفته این نکته رو شما به خاطر داشته باشید که any در جملات منفی به کار میره و سام در جملات مثبت و سوالی. البته اینی در جملات منفی و سوالی هم منفی و سوالی هم به کار میره. مثلا do you have any book؟ آیا هیچ کتابی دارید؟ و جواب no I don't have any book. نه من هیچ کتابی، منفی و سوالی. نه نه فرقی نمی کن. سوالی اگر باشه اینی به کار میره، سوالی منفی هم باشه باز فرق. سوالی و منفی، مثلا I don't have any book، من کتابی ندارم. Do you have any book یا don't you have any book؟ چه do you have any book که سوالیه و چه سوالی منفی. Don't you have any book در هر حال در هر دوش بکن. و در پاسخ از سام استفاده می کنیم. البته سام در جملات سوالی هم به کار میره. مثلا Would you like some coffee؟ مقداری. سام یعنی مقداری. ها؟ اجازه بدید. Would you like some coffee؟ آیا مقداری قهوه دوست داری؟ یا Do you have some books؟ آیا تعدادی کتاب داری؟ سام هم برای اسامی مس ناونز به کار میره که اسامی غیر قابل شمارش باشن، هم برای کاونت ناونز و که اسامی کاونتبل هن، 1, 2, 3, 4 بوکس، اسامی قابل شمارش. اینی در هیچ و در جملات منفی و سوالی به کار میره. بله اینی نه نه سام در مثبت و سوالی، اینی در منفی و سوالی. سوال Do you have any books؟ آیا هیچ کتابی داری؟ شما میگی Yes I have some books. یا No I don't have any books. No, I don't have any books. Haven't انگلیسیه. No, I haven't any books. بله اون انگلیسیه، انگلیسیه. این کتاب American انگلیشه. و البته من اینم بهتون بگم که تو خود اون تامسون اند مارتینت که کتاب گرامر انگلیسیه نوشته بود که امروز حتی در میون انگلیسی ها هم تمایل فزاینده‌ای وجود داره به اینکه این هف رو در این مورد خاص داشتن به صورت یک فعل قوی مثل صرف کردن، I don't have coffee every morning که نمیگیم haven't، به اون صورت تلقی بکنن و با استفاده از دو داز سوالی منفیش بکنن. حتی تو کتاب گرامر انگلیسی هم اینو نوشته. کتابای گرامر آمریکایی هم که اصلا به کلیش توضیح نداره چون اونایی با این روش سوالی من. خب این قسمت فراموش نکنید، خیلی مهمه. سام و اینی. پس سام در جملات مثبت و سوالی، اینی در جملات منفی و سوالی. تمرین هم دارید از این قسمت، از این قسمت سام و اینی همین دارم فکر میکنم که کدوم یکیش از این اگزرسایز آخر که مربوط به ساموئنیه دو تاشو انجام بدین، 14 و 15 رو مثلا، و از این قسمت مربوط به فریکونسی ادوربز 12 و 10 رو انجام بدید.
12 و 10.
البته من که میگم انجام بدید، یعنی اینو که اگه خواستید بنویسید اینجا بیارید و الا بقیه رو همه رو بعد برای خودتون انجام بدید. بله، 4 تا رو هم میشه. نه، از لحاظ تعداد و مقدار فرقی نداره. آی هاف نه خیر، اشتباس تعدادی کتاب دارم. آی هاف سام شوگر. نه، یا شما اشتباه میکنین یا اشتباه بهتون گفتم.